Lezechet Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas, Lezechet Nishmas Daniel Shein of Asir Shul Falak. Okay, Rabbosai. Good morning, everybody. Good yorg, Marchasima Toiva. Okay, so today we're going to continue in Packet Hay. Now, we'll figure out how to do this. Tomorrow is ready, Wednesday, Thursday, so we have two more days. And we also want to accomplish Parshas Hazinu and Vezos HaBracha. Because the time we come back after Yontif is going to be past Hazinu Vezos HaBracha. So somehow we're going to do some more of this, of the Pesachim packet. And today we'll just do the Pesachim packet. But we'll do also Hazinu and Vezos HaBracha. Okay. So what I wanted to do today is some of the marriage topics regarding what would you say? Sheva brachas on Erev Shabbos. What would you say based on everything we've been, all the klalim that we've been discussing? If you want to make a sheva brachas, is that considered improper because it's a suda shein rogil ba? Or would we say no? But it's the zman is now. Just like a bris milah is a suda shein rogil ba, but it's zman kavua now. So no one says he can't have a Suda's Bris Milah. Only Shaivas we saw the Marashmi Lublin, that maybe only a Minyan Mitzumtzum should be at the Bris Milah. And the Marashmi Lublin, the Rebbe of the Shalah, we saw, said that even when he was the Tzaddik, he didn't want to go to the Suda. Because he said, they have 10 people without me, so why should, so it's not necessary for me to go to the Suda. So for me, it's like a Suda Sheina Kavua, and there's no need for me to go. So what would you say about Sheva Brachas? What would you say, Misvara? Can you make a Sheva Brachas on Friday?
Can't you do it at night? It doesn't have to be during the day.
It's the next day.
You want to do it Friday night?
That's the next day. You missed the Sheva Brachas.
Yeah, but you say, okay, you want to do it at night, but you want to do it in the day and at night. Some friends want to make a Sheva Brachas on Friday morning for their friend. And then they can have a family Sheva Brachas Friday night. So would it be improper? So Thursday night, we said, for sure you're allowed to. Because this halacha, it doesn't apply to Thursday night, we said. But the shaila is, what about Friday? Friday morning? Friday afternoon?
Well, why is that a kaviyas on Friday morning? If we're making the mitzvah of one of the days by doing it Thursday night after naft, then the Friday is just a supplemental.
So you say Friday's not necessary, so therefore it should be aser.
Yeah.
It's just if you eat a suda, then you have to make sheva brachas, no?
Well, usually it's not you just eat a suda. They make the suda l'kavod the chas of the kala. Just because we're eating lunch doesn't mean... Say 10 people are just eating lunch and they're not doing anything, not necessarily gathering for the chas of the kala. This happens sometimes, like, I remember in YU, they used to have Yom Ian. Yom Ian would be like around this time of the year. They haven't had it in a long time. They would like have different shiurim and a special topic. And then they would have like a luncheon. So I remember one year, there was a chasen kala there. And the shaila is there, should you say sheva brachas? So Rav Shechter thought not, because Lemaisa, the kibbutz wasn't for the chasen kala. They were having this program, and they were serving lunch at the program. So it happens to be the chas and kala were there. So it's not because every time, say a chas and kala at a bris milah, right? So you can say sheva brachas at the bris milah. So some say that what if you add extra food to cover the chas and kala? So then, even though the kibbutz is not necessarily for the chas and kala, but they added an extra dimension for the chas and kala, so they're poskim, let's say, then you can make sheva brachas. But if it's mam is just a regular thing that you're doing it for, you're doing it, the chas and kala happened to be there, but you're doing it for an extraneous reason, but we're talking about that you want to make, so Rabbi Levi was saying, that even if you want to say that there's some Indian that you should have it every day, but that you can be Mekayim Thursday night. Yehuda Abadi saying, who says that you even have to have it every day? Okay. But even al tzad that says that it's a nice Indian to have it every day because you may have mishta, so why not have it every day? But chor that you could have that Thursday night. But what if face they can't come Thursday night? They want to make it for their friend, and someone else is getting married Thursday night, so they're not going to be able to do it Thursday night. So in that situation, would we say it's permissible or no?
I think it's mutter.
Daniel Albert thinks it's mutter. Because?
In any case, I think even without your specific case of...
What are you saying,
wedding,
Daniel?
Even if they had a wedding Thursday, even if they had Shavuot Brachos Thursday night, I would say that you should still be mutter to have Shavuot Brachos Friday. Because... like the case that we said Bruce Milah and by Pidyon HaBen, they're not requirements to have Suda there, but it's a nice thing to do, especially celebrating Hashem and celebrating the joyous occasion that just passed. So too, you should be able to do the same thing by Shem Brachos.
So you're saying you should be able to? It should be.
Maybe they should not have to do it because they were matirs udas nisuin. Bikoshi. So maybe here they don't have to do it.
Bikoshi, they were matirs udas nisuin what?
To do it on Friday morning. To make a chasen on Friday morning.
To have the suda.
Making a chasna, but this the chasna already passed, so the next 7 days are supposed to be joyous days. You can't just say, oh, do you know what? We'll push off the joyous day. The 8th day after the wedding instead of today, because of Friday. The joyous days follow, and there's going to be a Friday in there.
Right, so you're saying the joyous days have a Friday in it. So let's see. So let's look first in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see if we can find it. Here. Look on page 22. The last word on the line is V'chein. V'chein. See it? The third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh line. The last word on the line. On page 22 in the packet, the last word on the line is V'chein. V'chein im hoyu hanesuim be'erv Shabbos mutar lasos hasuda gamkein. Whereas if you had it stood on Friday, that was you can make the suda. He's not talking about the European minhag that they would make the suda on Friday night. You know, in some communities, you know, I remember once a close friend of mine, my friend Rav Yankel Lustig. My friend Rav Yankel, you know Rav Yankel Lustig, my good friend? He's the brother of the famous Rebbetzin Henny Machlis that you all know from... Yerushalayim, from Art Scroll, from... I remember many years ago, the wedding was a long, long time ago, 30 years, face. So we went to Toronto for the wedding, and then they had the chuppah, face, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they had like a smorgasbord after the chuppah, and then they said, come back in 4 hours, and we're going to have the... We're going to have the Suda. Come back in 4 hours. We have the Suda in a different location, even. So that was the first time I saw such a thing. They have a 4 hour break. A 4 hour break. And then you come back later, you're going to have the Suda. So we, in other words, so we didn't live in Toronto, so we weren't going to go back to where we were staying. So we just went to the park. We played frisbee in the park, you know, the chevra, you know. But usually the minhag today is you have the suda right afterwards. So if they got married on Friday, they had the suda right afterwards. In Europe, they used to get married on Friday and have the suda Friday, you know, Friday night. So he says, but it's better not to have the suda then.
What's the number of this?
What's the number of what?
Is that the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, Mishnah Berurah is on page 22.
I have the page. Which one are you doing?
We were doing Sifkot and Tess.
Tess.
And we started with the last word, the seventh line.
Okay.
The last word in the line is V'chein.
Okay.
You see it?
Thank you.
Im hoyu hanesuim be'erv Shabbos, mutar lasas ha-suda gamkin. So really you can make the suda on Erev Shabbos. But mikol mokom l'chatchila tov v'nochom yeshon lidchos ha-suda l'mokhar yom acher. So l'mokhar would mean even Friday night would already be l'mokhar. But technically speaking, it's mutter, but he doesn't even like that. Now, would Daniel Arbert argue with this Mishnah Berurah and say, no, Chathili should be able to do it, because it's mana kavua. You got married now, so now you have the din of Sheva Brachas kicked in. Right? Daniel Arbert would probably argue with this Mishnah Berurah, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's see what he says. We call Mokam Lachatil Tovanochon, the Mefshal Litchos, a Sudal Mokal Yomacher, a field beers by every Shabbos. The dog, the Holzab Sud is Erisha. Okay, then we'll talk about it. So he says that it's better not to have the Suda on Friday, even for a Sudas Nasuan. It's better not to have it on Friday.
Well, the Sudas Nasuin is the first of the Sheva Brachos, anyway.
Yeah, so you're saying, so we're used to always having the, you know, the wedding, and then at the end of the meal of the wedding, we're having a Sheva Brachos. But he says that, just like I told you, when I was in Toronto, they did it 4 hours later. So if you do it 4 hours later, you can do it a day later. Right?
Well, Rebbe, the original case that we're talking about was not Sudas Nesu'in, it was Sheva Brachos. So after Sudas
Nesu'in. Well, yeah, we're going to get to that. I'm building up for that. I'm building up.
Rebbe, also, how far does that allowance extend of how far you can do Sudas Nesu'in after?
Oh, we're going to get to that too. Okay, you guys are having all the good questions. So just give me a moment and we'll get to everything.
I mean, if this is an option, so then how is there ever a heter to have a bris or a pinna ben? Just do it on the next Monday, next Sunday.
No, because a bris, as soon as bris and pinna ben, if you don't do it, there's no sheva yomim mishta for a bris and a pinna ben. So if you don't do it somewhere close to the, to the occasion, it's not going to be nikkur that has anything to do with that occasion.
Okay,
but
so
since
there's
a din of Sheva Brachas, and Sheva Brachas is a din in the whole day, so then that's a different story. In other words, Yehuda Abadi is asking, why don't we do a Suda's Bris Mila 2 days later? Have the Bris on Friday and have the Suda later. So he says no.
Rebbe, for Sudas Mila, can you do it 4 hours later, like you said?
Yeah, so Sudas Mila, like on a Tainus, they sometimes do that. They'll do it a little later.
A lot of times they do it,
you know, right before Mincha, they make the bris. And then after the fast is over, then they... but not always. Sometimes they do it earlier in the day.
But that would be Kilum B'machar, right?
Right.
And you could still say all the additions of the invention?
Yeah, well, those are just the harachamans. They're not such a... You know, it's not like a bracha levatola harachamans. You know, no one's gonna make a big deal. You said the rachamans. You didn't say the rachamans. Sheva brachas is a big deal. Just recently, I got a shaila about someone who got married in England, and then they were making a sheva brachas for them in New York. By the time they were making the Sheva Brachas, it was going to be like almost after the time. So we'll have to discuss. You know, there's always a big shaila about Sheva Brachas on the last day. When is the latest, you know, what's the cutoff point in Sheva Brachas on the last day? We'll get to that. And okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So the Mishnah Berurah paskin that you should... You should postpone, right? But you could make it, then you could, but it's better to do it later.
The Shaar HaTzion said you could do it the same day.
Let's see the Shaar HaTzion. What does the Shaar HaTzion say? Which oath?
Yud
Aleph. Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Well, look at the Alter Rebbe for a second. Let's look at the Alter Rebbe. Let's look in the Alter Rebbe. Page 19. Third line. They had the kiddushin on Wednesday, and they couldn't make a suda. So you shouldn't make the. So you can make the suda, but don't make it on Friday because there's no. Came into Kodesh Nidchei Mizman. I know Erusin. You can't come came into Kodesh Shabbos. Aval Minasu, and look what the Alter Rebbe says. Minasu Nusheches Mitzvah Hasuda Yomim Achar Achuba. So he says the nesu'in, the mitzvah is 7 days after the chuppah for 7 days. So memela, it's mashma like Rav Gutman's going to point out that you could do a suda the whole 7 days. So that Daniel Albert would like this Alter Rebbe. This Alter Rebbe is mamash what Daniel Albert said, correct? That once you get married, now this next 7 days are yours.
Yes.
You like that one?
Yeah.
That's what you said. That's what the Alter Rebbe says. So now let's go to Reb Chaim Noy. Reb Chaim, hey, look at Reb Chaim Noy. What page? Let's see. So it's a Shulchan. Bari Shulchan. Look on page 26. So first he says, "Kasav a mishnah berurah, the suddus nesu'in mutter be'erev Shabbos, im hayu nesu'in be'erev Shabbos." The Shulchan Aruch Admor, he says, two lines from the bottom. "Al v'nesu'in neshechas mitzvah suddus zayin yom yimachar chupa." The tzarchim kavanosim lo mardim nosa adam kadam be'erev Shabbos v'ira onus shalosu suda yochal asosu be'erev Shabbos adayin havik tok zmana afal pisha gamachar Shabbos yegam kim tok zmana adayin mikol mokum shuim mitzvah l'mashinim. What's he talking about? Is he talking about that they didn't make the suda at the, they didn't make the first shever brachas even at the chuppah. Right, in other words, Nimnasa Kodim Erev Shabbos, either Ona Shal Asa Suda, Yochal Asosu Erev Shabbos, or is he talking about, it's talking about the last Shever Brachas, and if you don't do it today, there's not going to be another opportunity. And he's saying specifically a case where you didn't even do any Shever Brachas yet. Because he got married Motzai Shabbos. That used to be, people used to, today, you know, only usually only non-observant people get married Motzai Shabbos. But in the Frum Welt, no one's getting married Motzai Shabbos today. Because then it's going to cause Chil Shabbos. Or Rosh Lassos Hasud Avon Pasha, but look what he writes. Now he's going to say something against you, Daniel. Avon Pasha Nikvar Asa Suda Echas Kodim Erev Shabbos L'Yuchal Lassos Od Suda Erev Shabbos. Afal Pisha Kol Hasuda Shal Zayin Me Hamishta Him Suda's Mitzvah Avon Enum Chiyuvim Kol Kach The Ikar Chiyuv Suda Echad. Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing that I mentioned about Thursday night and Friday.
Yeah, so he's saying that
if you did it already once, you don't do it again.
You can't do it on Friday. Timkvar asos suda echas kodem erev Shabbos, lo yuchal asos od suda erev Shabbos. But he's saying more. He's saying even if you did it Wednesday. You follow? In other words, what you said, Rabbi Levi, about if you do it Thursday night, he covers that day. He's saying, even though you're not going to cover that day. In other words, they got married Wednesday. They had a Shavu Brachas after the, you know, after the meal at the Chasana. And now they want to make another one Friday. So he says, no, you shouldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
It's not, but the Alter Rebbe, I don't know, Daniel Albert would say, no, that's not what the Alter Rebbe meant. Daniel Albert would say the Alter Rebbe meant that you have a right to do it as many times as you want during the week. So Daniel Albert would claim that the Alter Rebbe means, like him, that it's still part of the, any time that you're in the week, that's your zman. That's the zman. So you already did one on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, now you want to do one on Friday morning, isn't it? But the Bari HaShulchan, this is again the Bari HaShulchan, not a Rav Fivel Cohen, but the Bari HaShulchan of Rav Chaim Noah. And he's saying, no, that once you did one Suda before, then you shouldn't do any other Suda. You can do more Sudas if you want, but not on Erev Shabbos. Because once you did the one Suda, that you fulfill the Ikar Chiv. To have one Suda.
Does the Suda count? Because you say that's technically for Shavu Brachos.
Yeah, the one, in other words, the Shavu Brachos after the meal of the wedding, that's one.
And then you wouldn't be able, according to Rav Chaim Noah,
then you won't be able to do anymore. No, you won't be able to do it on Friday. On Friday.
Did Lashitasi that he wouldn't allow a Suda's, a Suda for Siyum? Because a Suda for a Siyum also is, it's like a, are you
mechuyev
to have a suda for a
siyum? I know it's hard to say these things are chiyev, but it's a mitzvah.
It's like you're mekayim. It's like almost like a mitzvah kiyumis type of thing, right? It's like
It's probably a little bit more than that. Like by pidyon haben, it's like it's a little mafar same as a mitzvah. So
I'm saying he didn't allow a suda. He didn't allow a suda. Rav Chaim Noah didn't allow a suda.
Suda siyum, right?
So.
Yeah, he's saying,
yeah. Maybe it's Mishabrura is allowing. Why should this be worse than the Mishabrura allows it to the Siyam? Why should this be worse than the Siyam Suda?
Yeah.
Because you fulfill him. That's his whole point. Because you already made one. That's he uses the expression Zeh Ikar Achiv.
Zeh Ikar Achiv. You already made one. You already made a Suda, so that's it. You made it.
That's not the same Mishabrura's case. That's the only time you're doing it.
But Daniel Albert thinks no. That so what you made it, but Lamaisa, but he's saying no. The Iker Chiyuv is really the one suda. Once you did that, everything is you know nice. It's icing on the cake, but it's not as integral. So therefore, if it's only icing on the cake, you shouldn't do it on Friday. Because Friday, you leave again, regular lunch you could have on Friday, but to do something that's extra special, it's only if you mamish have to do it. This is this month. So bris milah we said, and pidyon haben, but bris milah shenitches we said also, but pidyon haben shenitches Magen Avraham thinks not. So Sheva Brachas, he's saying that you shouldn't do, if you already did one Sheva Brachas, you shouldn't do another one on Friday. And Mishnah Berurah says that you can, that even the Sudas Nesu'in, the first Suda, you shouldn't really do on Friday, even if you got married on Friday. He said you can, it's mutter, but still it's better to push it off. And that's what in Europe, that's what they would do. They would push it off to that night.
Rabbi Shulchan is learning about like that in the Shulchan Aruch Harav also.
What?
Rabbi Shulchan is saying that the Shulchan Harav is maskim to him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he claims he's maskim to him, but Daniel Albert would say he's maskim to him. Because it's not so mukhrach that the Shulchan Aruch Harav is like Rav Chaim Noah. He says, on assuming the Shulchan Mitzvah Suda Zayim Rechachupa. I think you could read it. You can read it many ways. The Alter Rebbe on page 19. The Sun Shechas Mitzvah Sasu Design Yomim Achar Chupa. No, I'll tell you why. Maybe he's right. The Badei Shulchan, because it's going back to the case of the Erison. The Erison case was before. Is that you didn't do it? Era Onus, and you didn't do it. So he's saying so you shouldn't do it. But Nesuin, he's saying. Nesu'in probably means bihiki haigavna of the same case of the Erison case, that it never was done. So then you could do it on Friday. But he was saying, in other words, if you just read this line of Nesu'in, you don't read the lines before. But Pashas is he's going back on the same scenario that he had before. So that's the so that's why he says what he says.
And the Shittas of the Mishnah Berurah is also.
And the Mishnah Berurah also. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that you could do it, but you shouldn't do it. You can even do the wedding, but it's his lashon is what. What's the lashon again? His lashon is. The Tova Nochon im Efshal Litchos Asud El Mocher or Yom Mocher Fil Beir Sveir V'Shabbos. Tova Nochon. So that's he said really it's okay, but he gives you a Tova Nochon. Because Lamaisa, you didn't do it yet, so then it's still the Iker Chiv. But Lamaisa, you could have done it, but you really could have done it before. So things that you could have done before, unless it's like a bris milah where every day you're going to get a bittul essay for you're not doing it. So so that's what he's saying. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says about Sudas Nesu'in on Erev Shabbos. That's what he's saying. So now I want to show you the Chasam Sofer. So take a look in the Chasam Sofer. Page Kuf Chav Beis.
What?
I mean, Tshuva Tluvim, page 11. Page 11.
Okay.
Okay. So let's take a look at this tshuva here. There's a lot of things here. Somebody got married a basula. V'nidches be'ilu mishona al de'onas choli priestess nida. And they weren't able to be together because
COVID.
They weren't able to be together because there was some onus. So they couldn't have Bila Rishona. There was Nida. She became an Ida. Faisa Dechuya Ad Acha Kama Shavuos. Wow. So therefore, I mean, it took weeks till they were finally together. V'giator Nara Baruch Hu Zayin Brachas. So it's interesting, you know, because obviously people don't want this to be a public thing. I mean, that, you know, and apparently they weren't together for many weeks. And then they finally were together, and they made Sheva Brachas. V'ashim sh'asimcha b'mono b'leil b'ilas mitzvah. Even though the Zayin Mei Mishnah were over. And they claimed that they have a minig like that. So the Rav of Shmuel Neitz, he had a taina. Chol yikar rasa eino, v'gan be'ene yipole, v'roi levatala mina, ki kerev hadova shebrikosim levatala. He says that this, the shoyal in the Chasam Sofer didn't like it. V'gan be'ena yipole, the Chasam Sofer says. And he says, I don't like it, I think it's a bracha levatala. You're making the brachas, sheva brachas, after the week? Because that was the zman of the Bir Rishona. Mikol Mokom Amarti Minig Yisrael Tori. So it's interesting that even though he says it's a Pella, he says Mustama they heard it from another Talmud Chacham. You see, Chasam Sofer wasn't there just to Mevatel. You know, from some another Talmud Chacham, he's willing to be Omel to try to find what the Makor for the Minig is. It's interesting that he could have just machavek the whole thing and said it's, you know, it's shtus. He says, Mekom mokom amarti minig Yisrael Torah. Apparently, and he says that there was a minig. So apparently, you know, and what's interesting also is the tznius element over here. You know, it's also interesting that, you know, like why weren't they choshish that the tznius issue? You know, in the time of the Gemara, being a Nida was a public event. When a woman was a Nida, everyone had to know about it. Because you couldn't sit in the same chair that she sat in. You'd be tummy. You can't eat kachim, whatever, truma. So it was a public event. Today, we don't have Tumah V'Tahara, so it only has to do with Ish V'Isha, and that's a private thing. So Mamela, the whole Nida became private. But Nida itself really shouldn't be a private thing. It should be, you know, in the time of the Gemara, they had big day Nidus, that a woman would wear certain clothing to announce that she's a Nida. So it was a public manner. But this is a step further. This is saying that even the Bir Rishona was a public matter. And that already is a Chiddush to say that. So he quotes the Rokeach. Simon Shinno Dal Kosev, Zel Shor. Shamadim Rabbeinu, B'yom Sheini, Achar Nesuin, he says, the Monday after the Nesuin, Regilim Lechol Dogim. Fishalti, Im Ovel Yochol Lechol Imohim. They would have a meal and they would serve fish on Monday. So could an oval join in? mafsik l'mimomar ha-simcha b'mono, shuveinu nikra sirus simcha. He says, so, but once... once you're no longer saying simcha b'mono, so then it's not a sudas simcha. Avu pisha also b'chol sudas b'reyus. So if it's already after the time that it's already the week after, if you don't say Simcha Mamono, then you can attend that Simcha, the Ovel. So this is in the Rokeach.
How would you say Yom Sheni, meaning 2 days after?
Yeah, so why is it Shemafsik Milomar Simcha Bamono, Shuv Eino Nikre Suda Simcha?
Because he's eating fish? There must be something about the fish too. Fish is, it's not possibly Ayin.
No, so Ladin Rabbeinu B'Yom Sheni Achar Nisuin.
Why do you say it's Monday? Why don't you just, why isn't it 2 days after the wedding?
Shabbat and Rabbein B'yom Sheni Achar Nisuin. You just want to say maybe it just means 2 days after the wedding. Regilim Lechol Dogim.
That was a minhag.
Yeah, but why did they not say Simcha B'mono anymore?
Because maybe, I mean, that must be because the fish is not basa v'yayin, it's not simple, but it's not considered
no, a maybe because it's already...
All right, I'm just asking. I'm
If it's
8 days after the wedding, what's the question? Right? What's the issue? Why would I think of saying?
The question is, he's saying, well, as soon as you stop saying Simcha B'mono, it's not called a Simcha anymore.
Maybe in honor of the Avel, they decided not to say that particular Seuda.
No, I think it's just the opposite. Is that in honor of the Avel? That since they're not saying it anymore. Okay, let's learn more. Maybe we can clarify more. Let's see. Alzeh Maisi Shach.
Just a quick question, Rebbe. Is this saying then an Ovel can't join a Chasam and Kala during Shavuot Brachos week at all?
Yeah, well, you can't be at a Shavuot Brachos.
Right, but that
you're an Ovel. Like
they can't be there at all because Shasim Kol B'mono would just be even if you're not having, even if that meal is not technically Shavuot Brachos, but it's during
the
Shavuot Brachos week.
Yeah, there was, if they're just having breakfast together and they're not saying a Simcha B'mono, you know, so then it's not not everything that they eat during the week is called a Simcha. It's only the special meals that you say a Simcha B'mono.
I mean, there has to be some significance to the fact that they're eating fish. That
yeah, no, I think there is. Well, they're eating fish, but they're not saying a Simcha B'mono. We'll see why in a second.
That connects.
Shuv Eino Nikris. I don't think it connects. I don't think the Simcha B'mono and the fish have nothing to do one and the other.
But then he says it's also anyway because it's a Sudas Mereus.
Oh, so he says, so what? It's not a Simchas Nesu, but it's a Sudas Mereus. So he says that, but then he still wants to be Mekel. Because Mokom Hacha came in to have a Regilim at Hashtel, the Meimah Shah Simcha Bamono, for Hashtel Lo Amru, well, Mikri Sudas Simcha. So the.
But that doesn't answer the
suit. Right, so let's see. Let's see. Ramok Hitzer Bloshodim Yoredea, Fataz, Lora Bifnim, Rokech, Vikosim Mashikosim. I'll say Maisi Ashach, Divre Bach, Minna Krakow. Let's see the Minna Krakow. Shachar Bilus Mitzvah, Minhag HaKracha was after Bilas Mitzvah, post Kimi Lomar Shasimcha Bimona, Rosh Habara. After they did the Bilas Mitzvah, now they stop saying Shasimcha Bimona.
Which means second day.
Yeah.
It means the second day on.
Yeah. Farav Beshmuel, Hisig Rabbah, Vashaf, Domidina, Dashas, Besuda Nivellet, Lel, Heim, Vrachim, Kol Shiva. Risi, Kodashach, Medara, Gorba, Besmeir, Shakosav, Besmeir, Lohiksha, Arokeh, Lohiski, Raksha, Sibu, Mono, Poski, Miloma, Tamishim, Dahashta, Bam Sain, over Kol Simcha. Right, in other words, the Gemara speaks about saying Hasimcha Mamono for 12 months after they get married, and we don't do that. So he says, so it must be that they only said Simcha Mamono on the first day. And the Bach adds that you also shouldn't say Asher Bara.
Was it be every show?
Yeah. And he says that today, you know, race there, Goldus, they don't have as much simcha, so the Bach adds on, you shouldn't say Asher Bara Sos of the Simcha, because the Iker Simcha is the first day. There's the Bilas Mitzvah, etc. So after that, finished. You don't say Asher Simcha Bemono, and you, because, so those brachas are Asher Bara Sos of the Simcha, the Simcha Bemono, the Simcha is much lessened after the first day. He said, "Bevis minig ze adayin nohog be'eretz Ashkenaz. Miyomay lo shamanu v'lo reinu beFrankfurt, the main. She baruch miyom sheni ve'elach shum bracha." Oh, so this is the famous, as Rav Gurman points out, famous line of the Chasam Sofer, that in Frankfurt they would only make sheva brachas on the first day. The first day. After that, even on a besula, where you have sheva brachas all seven, he says, "Be'emes minag zadai nogre miyamai lo shamanu." Look what he says. "V'lo reinu beFrankfurt the main she baruchu biyom sheni ve'elach shum bracha from pama achas baruchu besudas Shabbos sheva brachas al pi horas godol echad." So one time someone made a Shabbos Shever Brachas, they made it and people were, you know, very, you know, perturbed. Nearly those who go to the Omer Alam Shabbos, Lo Shaykh Harvah Simcha, they don't see a Korban Mesa Mikdash, Shabbos Kol Moda. And so Shabbos, he made an exception, was it Shabbos. So it's interesting, so Rav Gutman points out this Chasam Sofer is very relevant to this discussion, because you see here that the Simcha is really the first day, and therefore certainly you shouldn't make it if it's you're having it on the second day, Sheva Brachas. Then it would be also a problem. Look on page 31. It says of Sefik Sosa Shulch Bir the Dafka Bir Shalom also a dying klal Sivik Sul Mutal Asos Varshabs. Akol Shulah Asul Suda. That's the is one suda. The Frankfurt. So he says, in other words, this was another tzad that. It's another tzad to prohibit doing a Sheva Brachas on Friday. Because you see that the Iker Simcha was really just the first day. And in Frankfurt, in Nochanami, after the first day, they didn't make Sheva Brachas. And he says, "Bebes minag zadai nohug be'eretz Ashkenaz." But on Shabbos they were allowed. So it's interesting this minute. And then he says, "So what?" Only the first day. So then he's going to ask the kasher. So then, say you have a wedding in the afternoon, late afternoon, and you don't get to the Sheva Brachas till the night. That's already the second day. So that's the kasha that he has. Okay, so we're going to stop here for now. Tomorrow we'll see more, and maybe we'll finish this packet tomorrow, and then we'll maybe on Thursday we'll do both Hazino and Zosa Bracha. Maybe we can do it that way. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Gemar Chasima Tova, Rabbi Levy, Meir Kesselman, Rabbi Kiva Poppers, Ari, how are you doing?
I'm well, how are you?
Oh, so good to see you. I miss you. Akiva Poppers, and Avram Levitt, and Daniel Albert, Ezra Hagler, and Elon Sasson, Jacob Silberger, Michael Belololo, Moshe Carroll, Nathan Bauer, recording, who's recording? And Rowie, how are you? Hertzfeld?
How are you?
Okay. Good. Okay, so we'll work on this more tomorrow, as Hashem. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, they have a lot of things in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. The library is closed. Usually I like to Xerox from the other Chasam Sofer. The Machon Maor, Chasam Sofer. That's my favorite. But the library is closed. Otsar Chochma only has this one. Okay, it's also good. Okay, have a great day. And Bez Hashem, we'll see you all tomorrow. We'll see you at the Dishmaya.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.